Oregon lawmakers are getting grief from public sector retirees and other opponents of a package of bills up for vote next week. People who support the measure also testified yesterday. Another hearing is scheduled for today in advance of Monday's special session. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman explains.
Everest Morrow says she never earned more than $15 per hour in 30 years of working as an educational assistant. So she told a legislative panel that they dare not lay hands on her retirement benefits.
Some of you seem willing to trade my future that I planned for, sacrificed for, and dedicated my adult working life for. I paid for my pension. I earned my pension. I was promised my pension.
Morrow is one of a group of public retirees who have sued to block a separate pension cut passed earlier this year. The current version cuts cost of living increases for some pensioners even further. It's part of a package agreed to by Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber and top legislative leaders. They say the cuts, as well as some targeted tax hikes, are necessary to boost school funding. It's still not clear whether the measures have enough yes votes to pass the full legislature. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.